love and light, peace and blessings, sending out nothing but love and positive energy. Thanks for tuning in with Goddess Idea. So I'm going to be reading a series of chapters from the book 365 Ways to Raise Your Frequency by Melissa Everest. But this section of this book is called Conscious Living. And these are things that, you know, that will help you raise your vibration. So the first one tonight is clean your house. There's an old saying that cleanliness is next to godliness. You feel much better when you're clean instead of stinky, grimy, and sweaty, right? I know I do. And when you are in a clean surrounding, there is positive energy flow around you. If the house is clean, it's much easier to maintain a high level of positivity because the negative energy of clutter, dust, bunnies, and grit on the floor is gone. Whether you clean daily or weekly, anytime you feel that your vibration is low, get out the broom, the mop, and the cleaning supplies and get to work. It's also true that when you are doing routine tasks like cleaning your home, your mind calms and opens up to positive thoughts. I discover I get most of my best ideas when cleaning the house or mucking out a horse stall. Thoughts just seem to flit in when I'm doing mundane tasks, so cleaning can also be a source of inspiration. I find I'm able to work quickly and more efficiently when the house is clean. When it's not, the energy feels blocked. I clean and then go back to the task at hand, and it always seems to flow more smoothly. When you release negativity and clutter, you'll find that you're more able to function with more clarity of purpose. Spit shine your home into its sparks to keep the energy stream flowing. And I can definitely relate to that. My children used to always tell me I had OCD. We would all be sitting down watching a movie. And if I happen to look around, and if I see dust bunnies, if I see something out of order, I'm literally going to get up and start cleaning that whole area. Because now, I'm not going to be able to focus on the movie. I can remember working in this office, and this man, the owner of the center, was a hoarder. I mean, he didn't like throwing out nothing, even if it was broken and it wasn't needed. He didn't like throwing out anything. His office was just like that with papers. Papers that junk mail that can literally go in the trash. Now, I understand you when you have to keep certain files. When Jake, I think you gotta keep the file for at least 3 years or 5 years, something like that. But those files should be stored away in a box and labeled. So many times that I would come to work and couldn't start my day until I had to straighten off his damn desk. Before I even worked in the office, I had to organize everything in order for me to feel comfortable. I can recall sitting down at my desk. His desk was on the other side of the room behind me, so my back was actually facing him. I can see the piles of paper on his desk, and I couldn't focus. I would literally have to stop doing what I was doing and go stack his paper up neatly and piled so that I could focus. And this went on the whole time that I worked in that office. It was very annoying. And I'm like that today. Like yesterday, I was like, I'm not gonna go out to his house this weekend. I wanna stay home because I haven't been getting no sleep. And when I'm laying in my bed and I'm looking at, I had this four tier stand. And I even have my deodorant, my lotions and everything on it. And I'm laying in the bed and I'm looking at it and I'm like, there's too much stuff on it. It's bothering me. So I cleaned my whole room and got rid of stuff that I didn't need because I'm not the type of person that need a lot of furniture. Like, I didn't even want no dresser in my room. I have a bed, I have a table where I keep my little, my secret table at, my little altar. And then I have the 3-tier of sins, which I cleaned off yesterday. Got rid of a lot of stuff. I just got the stuff that I really need up here. And my little gift for being a teacher. I just had to, I had to do it because it was just bothering me. And someone would look, walk in my room and say, it wouldn't bother them. But when I say I cannot function with clutter, I cannot function. Like, I go in my daughter's room. They both got dressers. My youngest daughter, her room is real small. She has a long-ass dresser in her room. That room got minimal space. And then my other daughter, she got the master bedroom. And she got all the shoe boxes. Like, I'm like, I can't. Like, that's just too much stuff for me. But, yeah. Cleaning is next to gardening. It's not for you to do that. But thanks for tuning in. Artist Idea. Love and light, peace and blessings, so much love and positive energy. Be creative, and this is coming from 365 ways to raise your frequency. It doesn't matter what your creative outlet is. The act of creating something, of making it with your own two hands, will elevate your spiritual energy. Oftentimes, we can get blocked in our creative efforts. Writers may experience writer's block, and artists may see a blank canvas in their mind's eye. To keep your creative ideas flowing, change up what you do or try working with a different medium. Mix it up, do something different to enhance your creative flow. If you're an artist who draws in pen and ink, try painting with watercolors. Maybe you're a writer for a local sports column. How about trying your hand at a short story? There are a million ways to be creative. You just have to tap into the channel you enjoy the most. Even if you feel that you don't have a creative bone in your body, you can find something creative that you enjoy doing. You may discover that by enjoying and appreciating artwork, stories, or the creativity behind a spectacular event that someone else created, you will find inspiration for your own project. Maybe you enjoyed a flower arrangement at a wedding and decided to make one for a friend's ceremony and discovered that you were really, really good at it. Don't close yourself off to creative ventures just because you don't consider yourself a creative person. Release the inner creator to make your own kind of masterpiece. Release your inner creator to make your own kind of masterpiece.